It's been like going to hell, and it's just like that almost daily. And often that will result in complete tiredness or desperation, or just, how can I just accept this? There's something wrong. There's something terribly wrong.
I've travelled around Australia a lot. I was a wall caster. Found a comfortable position when I was working was when I was on a broken white line driving my car and I was away from everyone. So I felt uneasy in company and I was worried about everybody else. I was paranoid about everybody else. They thought they were out to get me. I thought there was police cars coming after me after work and going to work. I got married at 25, I had my first breakdown at 27. First complete nervous breakdown, I ended up in Montfort, so I got to hospital. And the doctor said, I'm going to lock you up. And I said, yeah, no, you're not.
And what happened to your marriage?
Oh, it was completely out of balls.
Completely out of the blue when I was 30. I'd been working really hard and feeling like I couldn't cope with everything. And went away to Melbourne for a week, and on the way back on the train I started telling people to get under their newspapers, there was gas in the carriage and we're all going to die. Finally my husband took the children in the car and went away because he couldn't cope with my behaviour, and I went down to the neighbour at the back of our house with $8 and asked to buy his truck to go to Queensland in it. And that's something I wanted to tell you about. All my food and drink was bitter, it tasted bitter, so I thought it was poisoned, and I could smell something in the air, so I thought it was gas. And it made it impossible for me to trust people around me. In terms of my body's biochemistry, I've been having a lot of trouble. I've been unable to sleep for 2 or 3 or 4 nights a week for 12 years. And I would just not sleep all night and go on with my daily business, and that got harder and harder. 5 weeks after I was admitted to hospital, I got a letter from my husband saying I want a divorce because he couldn't handle the fact that I was in a psychiatric hospital.
About the age of 13, I began to have really, really bad hallucinations. I had a complete nervous collapse. I do remember making bond with some cosmic being, I think at the time, that I would die prematurely. I think the first attempt I made was about 13. Just around the time of the breakdown, I started sort of having this fascination to die, to actually die, not just to attract attention, but to die. It's gone from an extent of saying, thinking childishly, what is the purpose of living, because no one loves me or no one can understand me, why am I so different from them, until the stage where it reaches as an adult, 26, just standing in front of a mirror with a pair of large, bone-cutting second tears and holding them around my neck and saying, why don't you love me? Why don't you understand? And having really strong desires to atrocitate or to sever something on my neck in a very violent way.
Well, I thought it was the devil telling me that I was going to go to hell and that my brain was shrinking and he was spilling up the spaces. And directive things to like put your left foot forward upstairs all the time and do this a certain way. And I get out of it by burning or cutting myself. I just don't feel real, I don't feel I'm a person. I just feel plastic crap.
The first time I realised I was ill was when I was at university and I started to become alienated from my friends and surroundings at university. And my thought patterns started to disintegrate further too. I went through identity crisis at the same time, started working out who I am and what I was, and I started to shop around in religious cults and study yoga and to become involved in the Hare Krishnas, which is children of God and divine life mission, etc.
What are the things you feel you're missing out on most?
An active social, sexual, sporting zest for living. A spark in your eyes, a skip in your step, and sort of an enjoyment of life, and being able to get up early in the morning and look forward to a new day and be optimistic and hopeful.
And when he was hallucinating, he sees